Welcome to Sense, Sensibility, and Chaos, where we explore the art of slowing down, embracing stillness, and figuring out if doing nothing else is really as easy as it sounds.
I'm busy. Even when I say I'm doing nothing, I'm still planning several projects and finding my next culinary experiment.
I'm well read. I firmly believe that doing nothing is an art form, one best enjoyed with a good book in hand and your cat nearby.
And I'm Tall Girl, where I might say I'm not tired and end up asleep on a couch for 5 hours.
Today's episode is all about the art of doing nothing and why guilt-free loafing is not always a bad thing.
Whether you're a professional at zoning out or you've been trying to master the art of relaxing without the guilt, we've got you covered.
So grab your comfiest blanket, find your favorite spot on the couch, and let's get into the art of doing nothing.
And the whole thing is just silence from this point forward because we're doing nothing.
Can you let this run like 6 hours and get credit for like a 6 hour podcast?
Right?
Correct.
6 hour live podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Live stream.
We take this seriously.
Yes.
Hi, lady.
Hi.
Are we all ready to do nothing about nothing? I mean, I feel it's a little counterproductive that we're talking and doing something about nothing.
Well, there are times to do nothing and there are times to not do nothing. So this is one of those times where we're going to not do nothing. But
doing nothing is something. So doing something is also nothing.
This is true. Paradoxes abound.
Deep, deep thoughts to confuse everybody.
It's too late in the evening for deep thoughts. So
lucid thoughts for late at night.
That's fair. So do you think there is a difference between being lazy and doing nothing and being maybe a mindful doing nothing?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that most of the time, you know, it's good to occasionally be lazy, everything in moderation, right? You gotta allow yourself to truly do nothing every once in a while if your brain will shut off and let you do it. But doing nothing in a mindful way, like meditating or reading, I think that has its time and its place as well. You gotta do both things for mental health every once in a while.
I think there's like bed rot, couch potato, like just that perfect, slow, rainy, cold summer, like summer weekend.
Cup of tea, no thoughts, staring out the window.
Yeah, yes. And then there's like the intentional, like I'm going to schedule me time. I am going to meditate. I am going to like, growing up, we did this visualization thing. Like you have to like visualize your body as like just a outline of yourself and it's blue. And like the thing that's bothering you, like if you have a chest cold or something, you picture your lungs as red and you like visualize like pushing the red out. So if you're stressed or if you're tensed, like the idea is to focus on what it is bothering you and try to like mentally expel it from your body. Like it does take work. You're lying there doing nothing, but your mind's like alive, trying to be like, out, virus, out.
That's interesting.
It's very fun to grow up with my parents and like try to explain that to a 6-year-old. Like I kept on waiting for something to like pop out of the top of my head. They're like, it's a visualization. I'm like, well, then that's bullshit and I'm done meditating.
Sounds about right.
Like this was fun. There's only a visual outcome in my mind. Like,
what do you mean I can't shoot fire out of my brain like that character from Inside Out?
I've been thinking for hours about this. No.
I should be like
all shenanigans.
No, I think also like besides just look, I think in I think probably my favorite do nothing is your comfy pajamas or loungewear. For me personally, I enjoy nice light rain, cold weather, cup of tea, and like relaxing. That is, or you know, reading a book or doing something like that. Top tier, doing nothing. But sometimes there's also the nothing where it might, you're saying it's nothing, but it's like light things to do around the house that are just require no thought process and no heavy thinking.
I completely zone out when I make banana bread. I've made it so often, the same recipe over and over again. It's like 30 minutes that my brain just kind of turns off. I'm doing something. My brain is just not. It's like an action to keep me busy when I'm trying not to do something else.
So you make this bread so often, but you never gave us any.
Death.
Man,
I have definitely given you and I've offered it up to somebody else. I even met somebody's roommate on the steps of the New York Public Library and handed it off like it was a 5 pound schmuck deal. Like two nicely wrapped loaves that kind of also looked like something else got handed off between the two lions from the Ghostbusters. Like, and then I walked away and I was like, that probably didn't look like what I thought it was. Thank the Lord. Like,
correct.
no, officer, I swear, it's banana bread. I have definitely given you banana bread.
I don't remember ever receiving banana bread from you.
I remember her making it for you.
I don't remember it.
That just proves that it's been so long.
So long.
So long.
That's okay. I don't treasure my time with you either. I'll meditate on this later. My focused thought. People who don't love me or treasure my cooking.
For each of us, I would say, what do you find? So I kind of mentioned what like works for me, like top tier situation of doing nothing. What do you think? Have you found things that work for you and what don't work for you? When people, you know, obviously everyone always gives suggestions. You want to relax, do this, and doesn't always work for everyone. So what works for you, what doesn't?
You want to know my fantasy? My
It
fantasy
is.
relaxation that I want to find the adult version of it. Not fantasy, fantasy. Oh, your parents are listening.
My parents are
If you've ever
listening.
seen it, it's pictures of like almost newborns. They put this like inner tube around their neck and they let them like free float in the bathtub. I, for the life of me, cannot figure out why they don't have this for adults. I just want to float in a body of water for hours without worrying about whether or not I fall asleep or drown. I look at these newborns and I'm like, you have the best life.
Why don't you just put a floating around you, like,
I
or
want an official one that people are gonna like, I don't want like a Dunkin' Donuts inner tube around my neck. I want something that's been certified that I won't die while trying to zone out. Under a shaded pool where I also won't get sunburned.
you're so delicate. I mean, I get it, same, but I mean, actually, all of us are kind of very.
I'm sorry, which
The
one of us is
beacons
making
of
it in the sun
Gondor.
8 hours?
The beacons of Gondor are lit when I wear shorts.
I
Let's
mean,
be honest.
I can tan, but I usually, if I haven't been in the sun much first, I have to burn a little bit first, and then my Italian heritage will join me. I used, when I was a kid, I used to tan great, but.
I tanned great as a kid. It took me all summer to turn into your natural pale color, and now I visit a dermatologist every 90 days as a reward.
Yay. So, besides a tube around your neck when you're floating in water, what else?
The soft and comfy things, like I am particular about like soft pajamas, soft pillows, soft blankets. Like I intentionally make my bed a place as comfortable as possible because it's like if this is where I'm going to spend 8 hours, oh my, like my bed is a meditation. It is, the temperature is right, the place is right, it's what I need it to be, it's what I want it to be. We know how many pillows I have.
How many pills might that be? Just, you know.
20. Have we
18.
gone up? Yeah, I
It's
get.
18, but really it's just because the Squishmallows are
I
like
just don't understand where there's 18 pillows.
where
And
there's room for it, 18 pillows. Where there's room for you on the bed with 18 pillows.
that's what I'm saying. Like, it, how?
I mean, I can take photos one day. It just like
Like, well, I mean, like, okay, start from the head of the bed to the tail.
panorama.
How many
Okay, but
pillows?
it's also like they adjust. So even if there is one position, they then move. So there are like six to seven in the back that create a wedge, but there are also another four along the side because I roll to my side to fall asleep. Then there are the ones that go under my hips, there are the ones that go under my legs, and then there's the one at the end of the bed because if my toes are going to touch anything in the night, it needs to be like a smooth surface. Nothing freaks me out more than my toes touching something. Like,
Yes.
I'm tall. If there's a wooden headboard and all night, or a footboard, and all night long my feet keep on touching the footboard, I will wake up and no. No.
So do you not have a sheet on your toes? Like, is that
No.
acceptable?
Oh, who encapsulates their feet like a crazy person when they
I
sleep?
do. I tuck the blanket underneath my feet.
My mom does that to the point that she's got like ballerina feet? No. No, they need to be free. They need to breathe. They need to make friends. While I'm not around, they can play unsupervised with others. But, like, no, no containment.
It depends. I traditionally grew up, when I was growing up, I would have one foot covered and one foot out. Like, I felt like, I don't know if it was the idea that like I didn't want to feel suffocated, or like if I needed to like,
Well, there's also a temperature regulation thing.
that's true. If I had to kick somebody in case they were approaching me, like I had one foot out and ready. I just, the whole rolling, you need pillows because I am dead usually. Like when you put me in bed, I don't move for the most part. I
Oh
mean,
no, I roll like rotisserie chicken. Like if I'm not contained, it's why I can't have like, the California Hawaiian king the size of like our friend's bed, that huge one. I will roll from each side. Like somehow in my sleep, I want to make sure I efficiently wear the mattress in all quadrants. Like I need to be contained when I sleep, or I will, and I violently flip from like top to bottom, dead asleep. Like I've decided I want to be on my stomach now. Womp.
I've only in recent, maybe like few months, have been comfortable to like be on a side a little bit, but I've always been like grew up like
A back sleeper.
back sleeper
Stomach with my
in
like
the world.
finger, like my hands under my chin.
And I'm a side sleeper with I T-Rex.
Do
Well,
we you
side sleeper.
am I the only one who also sleeps with her hands just flat on the like flat and out and down?
Yeah.
No, like all tucked in and under, and my face like in a pillow, like I can't breathe. When I was little, mom used to come in the night and like lift my head just to make sure I was breathing and then put it back down. She could never understand.
My dad used to come in and put a finger under my nose to make sure that I was still breathing.
I don't think anyone cared.
We have a
Oh.
mutual friend who like to screw with us on vacation, puts her hands like across her, like the dead pose. She won't move all night. Like she's not, she does it to mess with you, but like you wake up in the night and she's in like the crypt keeper kind of thing and
Haha, joke's on her. I
doesn't move, like doesn't twitch a toenail. I'm like, no, no.
Now, if I'm moving, that's how you know I'm mentally either I'm sick and like congested, something like that, like taking that out of the equation. If I am moving around at night, either it has become hot in the room, like air conditioning went out, that fan goes every day. I don't care if it is
I have two
power
fans.
is out in the house, there is going to be fan moving air.
Correct.
But if, unless it's like a weather, like the temperature, being sick, I am pretty much dead. If I'm moving around, you know I'm unsettled.
So what is your optimal sleeping temperature? Because this is like hotly contested amongst the planet. Like, what is the best sleeping temperature?
I would probably say for me,
In the 50s.
yeah, well, it depends. See, my room runs hot, so I don't. So then, like, it's the middle of the winter, and I have my window cracked open. I also sleep with my bedroom door shut. Like, I'm a door shut.
No, that's for fire safety. That's actually a very good thing.
Well, that's not why I was doing it, but I just, shut the door. And usually my window is cracked open. So I would say about rounds. Anywhere maybe probably between 60 or 65, maybe a little less sometimes.
Like 63, dark as
That's good.
heck. It should be like a cave that is 6 miles underground, as
Yes.
quiet as humanly possible. The
No.
movie The Holiday, where Cameron Diaz had those like the blind shades that went
Oh,
down.
yes.
Oh,
That is.
I saw that and I don't think I've ever been any jealous of anything in a film, and everybody's like, oh my God, look at her hair, look at her whatever. I'm like, have you seen the blinds in her bedroom? Have you seen them?
That is when I redo my bedroom at some point. Excuse me, I would love those.
that. Like temperature control, sound control, soft everything. And then like I have playlists if I can't really fall asleep, or I have playlists if like there's a noise going on. Like this playlist will cancel out the sound of like, the landscapers starting way too early in the morning kind of thing.
Oh no, I see on the flip side, I have to have noise. Like
You
I love
know what?
it. But it's not like just like random like music or anything. It is I have one song. I have a CD that I have in my my library, and it's like 6 hours of rain and like thunder and all that. And there's one like each quote, song is 2 hours of it. So I just have that on loop all night long.
I forget where we stayed. I think it was our last trip together. I actually could hear it through the wall at night, and I was like, this is like secondary soothing. Whereas I slept next to Well Red one night. I
The
forget where we
last of the
slept.
Mohicans.
And I'm like, at first I hear it, and I'm like, is she
Over.
falling asleep to the sound of a battle? And then my brain just went alive with like, I'm sorry, the soothing sound that gets her to bed is like, I'm gonna kill you now.
Or she'll do like a
Choo-choo.
podcast or
But then
something.
like finally an hour in, I hear the Mohican song and I'm like, oh, that makes sense.
Oh.
And I like rolled right over and went to bed.
Yeah, I have to have spoken sound. I prefer voices. And it takes me a while to find a voice that will do it for me because, sometimes the voice just is creepy or whatever. But I have a couple of YouTubers that I listen to with soothing voices that I fall asleep to.
I found out on
But yeah.
TikTok, like I've always hated my voice. I find out that people download my videos and play them in loop, and I'm like, bless you. I just want to hear the tinkling sounds of like wind chimes. I could never fall asleep to a voice. I would just like, I'm trying to actively listen, but I didn't grow up with a TV like playing to soothe me to bed. So voices mean like pay attention, somebody's talking.
See, and I grew up in a house where the sound kind of echoed a lot, and the voices of my parents downstairs was reassuring. So,
I think for me, like when we moved, I was in a city and I moved to a suburb area. Apparently, within the first couple months, we went back to the house or something, and maybe I was at my grandmother's, and apparently I was so excited to have the noise of the city, like cars going by and ambulance or people like whatever. And so I could do both. Like I used to like years ago I used to go to sleep with movies on. Like I would have my set rotations and like I know within a certain set of time I'm gonna be out. But I didn't like waking up like or having the TV glare on me, like from the TV being on. So then I switched over to sounds. But I could be like, I will usually be out within 5, 10 minutes.
Takes me longer.
Dead to the world. But I also have, when I have that rain going, it's usually pretty high. Like you could hear it outside my door, my bedroom door and all, because I'm like, I want to drown out everything and just let nature put me, knock me out.
I like that she needs like spoken words, you need like rain sounds, and I need the world to be as silent as possible. Like, I want to hear crickets 10 miles away at most. Just somehow that seems to work for our dynamic.
Yes, it makes sense too. I mean, balancing. So
I
when,
mean, but also our vacations. That's the other one.
yes.
Vacations have built-in guaranteed quiet time, or like quiet mornings, quiet reflective evenings. Not that we're mean about it, but like the point of our vacations is to actually give us a vacation.
So, what
Anyway.
about you, Retta? Is there anything that you find works for you? For you, nothing?
For my nothing, well, obviously a book or an e-reader. I tend to also focus on soft things, so soft clothing, soft bedding, soft whatever. If I'm on the couch, then I like to have a soft blanket on me. But I think it's primarily I spend a lot of mindful time doing nothing. Like I'm not good at sitting still and doing nothing. My brain tends to run amok if I'm doing nothing. I feel a little bit guilty about it. But
Amok, amok, amok. Sorry.
amok, 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 amok.
Counts as nothing. Like, would you consider n reading being a nothing?
No, because my mind is engaged. Same thing with like a cross stitch or an embroidery. My hands are engaged, so I'm doing something, but those are the times when my brain tends to not run riot, is when my hands are busy doing something. So my brain allows itself to be quiet because I'm actually doing something.
So the idea
But yeah.
of sitting on the couch, no reading, no cross stitching, nothing, just sitting there and contemplating life is when.
For short periods of time, I can do it. But for elongated periods, for like hours, my brain will start to catastrophize or tell me that I'm being lazy and not allow me to sit still.
I will find I can meditate on a topic, like focus on your breathing, focus on your breath. But like when you hear guys say like, oh, I'm thinking of nothing, I'm like, the amount of work I have to put in to get my brain to be
To do nothing?
silent.
Yeah.
I like you can get there. It takes me like an hour and a half of like, and we are calm and we are breathing and we are intentional. And it's like, and in the back of my mind, there's always like the worst is when I shampoo my hair for some reason. I'm like, I'm happy, I'm clean, I'm massaging my scalp. And that's when my brain is like, thing from middle school. And I'm like, oh my God, like that's where I left that key. Like, okay.
It's when I'm falling asleep. I will
I've learned
get
to keep a
jerked
notepad.
out of sleep. Yep.
I will sometimes jump out of bed and like, did I lock the door? Like that now and then will happen. Like if I don't remember that I purposely went to each door, or sometimes I lock the door early in the evening and I have no reason to go out or take the dog out. So if I've done it early enough in the evening, I kind of forget I did it. Then sometimes I've literally jumped out of bed like someone was at my bed screaming my name. I'm like, I gotta go downstairs, and I will just run downstairs.
No, for me, it's embarrassing moments that for some reason that happened when I was like 10. And for some reason, my brain picks that moment as I'm falling asleep to be like, hey, you remember that time you pooped your pants? I don't know. It's
So
just what
weird because
happens.
my brain will give me like the thing I couldn't remember 6 years ago. It's like, oh, now that we've cleared through all the other stuff, we're gonna let you have that thing that, you know, we wouldn't. The combination to your middle school locker was, and I'm like, really? Now? Really? Okay, thanks. Didn't need that now. Needed it.
Yeah.
It's just one of those, like, yeah, but I wish like to be a dude just once to sit there and have no thoughts. Like that is my ultimate desire. If I ever was ever going to be a guy to just be like, oh no, there's nothing.
Yeah.
Don't think it's only just guys. I think there are other, I mean, women, you know, they're, you know, anyone could have those nothing moments. So, I mean, I don't think it's just restricted to men.
No, but it tends to
No, but
be
they have
men
a,
that
yeah.
have a more frequent occurrence of that than women do. Women tend
Fine, but
to,
I don't
like
think.
psychologically speaking, from a scientific standpoint,
Understood.
women, yeah, women tend to always have something on the brain versus we make lists in our head of what we should be doing.
Oh, let's not talk about what I do during my sleep. I've literally woken up. All right, guys, I've planned out this whole thing that we were thinking of talking about. I've now run three different scenarios, and this is what I, because also my sleeping, I can, when I'm
You can
sleeping,
you lucid dream.
I'm
Yeah.
aware of what's going on. I'm aware I'm dreaming. If I don't like how the dream is going, I tell myself, all right, this is a dream, let's change it. So I'm gonna sit there and plan out things in my sleep sometimes. I think for me, I like in recent years it's been silence. silence. I mean, even as we're recording this, I have a dog who's overly protective of any noise or person who drives down the block because they might do me damage. So he's constantly barking. But there's just people coming in and out of my house all the time, which is fine. You know, I'm not mad that they're here. But for me, I think to do nothing, it involves silence. I don't like lights on. Like, it is going to be practically pitch black before my family members, can we put a light on finally? Like, oh yeah, I guess. Like, I just don't feel like I need I would prefer natural light, but if I don't have that, I'll just like let it go down into darkness. But also, I think for me, one of my do nothing is also like for you, it's needle, not needle,
Cross
cross stitch,
stitch.
you were saying. For me, it's cooking and baking. Like that to me, like some people get stressed. There are times I just go in there and it's just very relaxing to me.
Yeah, my mind
I
tends to, like I said, when my hands are busy like that,
mean,
my mind tends to be calm. So I get that.
And so, I mean, granted, there's plenty of situations where the cooking or trying a new recipe gives you stress and it is not calming, but that's one of my ways I just,
Unwind.
yes. Do you ever feel guilty about doing nothing? I mean, right, you mentioned a little bit, but
It's not guilt, so much as it is trauma. It's
which you're
trauma.
feeling now is trauma, just to be clear.
I just thought
Correct. she says trauma, and we both are like, let's laugh.
We love your.
Aw, maybe your trauma, my trauma, go out and hang out sometime.
Yay.
Why do you feel it's trauma about?
It's being busy, makes me feel like I'm in control of a situation versus my lack of busyness. I'm not controlling what I can control. Like, I can't, if I'm sitting around on the couch staring out the window, I'm not taking control of my surroundings. So that's just what my brain does.
For me, it's not so much of control, but it would be more of depending on what's going on. If, you know, the holidays are coming up, maybe I know I'm hosting and I've been doing a lot of to prepare the house or buy groceries or, you know, getting everything in order and sitting down. It's sometimes the guilt of, all right, if you sit down for 10, 15 minutes, sure, that's fine. But sitting down for like an hour or two, when I know there's so much to be done, it's that I could have done this, I could have accomplished that. So it's not so much controlling, it's just like you could have been more productive. But now, in later years, I have learned that if my body's, you know, a day or so, fine. Like if my body's saying, like, let's have an easy weekend or something, like, cool. Now, if it's becoming all the time, then there's maybe something underlying issue that I need to address. And to not the balance. A lot of, you know, like everything I think for me, it's about balance. So, yes,
Well,
it is okay
it's
to do nothing for a day.
everything is about balance when it comes down to it.
It should be, but not always.
I used to be a workaholic and I have insomnia. So, like, it was great because I did everything all the time. And then insomnia was like, well, you can't sleep, so you can fit in all the housework. And the perk of having a house and living alone is I can vacuum at 4 a.m. and it interrupts nobody. And then it was like on the other side, now that I've learned to sleep and I consistently actually get like 6 to 7 hours of sleep, it's like all the other stuff piles up. And it's like, you used to be able to get all this done. Like, why can't you get this done? And it was like, oh, okay. So,
Oh,
we swung from you
the got
one
it
side to
done
the
because
other.
of
And now,
trauma.
as an adult, it's like, we'll find this middle ground where we come to like an understanding. But for years, it was like, of course I can get it all done. I was sleeping at most 2 hours. Which then inevitably I would sleep like all day Sunday because my body was like, you will give us 24 hours or we will shut down. Your choice. And then we don't give you a choice.
Do you guys feel as though you have to justify your nothingness to other people so that they won't judge you for it?
Sometimes I do because I have a touch of guilt, but usually I text you guys and you're like, continue on. Like, champion bed
It's
rotter, go, you go, girl.
true.
And it's like, oh, right, I'm really not supposed to feel bad about this. Like, culturally, we're supposed to feel bad. Like, you shouldn't do nothing. You should always be, like, in perpetual motion.
Well, because our value to society lies in our productivity in the Western capitalist society versus, yeah.
Like, weirdly, I think COVID was good for me because it did force me to be home and it did force me to like chill out. And it was like, oh, I can do this. Like, it's possible. So I actually got a small little perk out of like, you can't go out all day, every day. It just took a global pandemic for me to be like, I can chill. Look at me. I can chill.
I
Ooh.
think you know what I think for a lot of people though, it being forced to slow down and appreciate the things that you have around you versus the things that you're supposed to be doing all the time, is a side effect of COVID that I particularly workaholics are kind of going, I don't want to be that anymore. I don't want to do that anymore. That's not what's important to me.
I will say, like, the number of people who are like, hashtag couch life kind of thing, like, they've also kind of normalized it. Like, I'm taking me time. Just a few years ago, it would be like, entitled one percenter, what? Like, oh, I'm taking time from, and now it's like, no, that's my self-care. Like, I have
I
couch
have the
time, or
right
I
to
have
it.
glass of wine, or I have whatever it is. Like, this is the tool for me to get from stress to like, okay. And the people will vocalize it. Like, there's, entire TikToks about how people kind of like, and this is how I wind off, wind down.
Answering the question about justifying others, I think it depends who they are and how they, what they understand your life to be. Because if I was to say to you two, hey, I am like, if that same text, I'm like, yeah, I'm doing nothing today. And you two would be like, fantastic. What does your nothing include? Maybe I need inspiration. But other people, might see it based on what they think I should be doing, if they know what list of things that I've been working on, or friends who they don't sit comfortable in, they can't sit still and do nothing. So then for me, they'll be like, they might say like, oh, you're gonna spend a whole day not doing anything? Like, really? So I think it depends who it is and how it's coming from, and I need to be aware of that. So if it's someone who I know cannot sit still, they, for them, it's like, if I sit still, I'm gonna have to deal with thoughts in my head or look at life and be really disappointed stuff, and I can't, like stuff like that. Or if it's some, you take stock of who's saying it and what's being said. So it depends, I think. Not usually. Usually, if I'm gonna feel like I have to justify it, it's gonna be to myself, usually.
The other morning, a coworker called, and it was 7:30 her time in California. And she's like, "Hey, do you want to talk? Like, do you want to catch up?" And like, I text her. I'm like, "I just want to set your expectation. I just got up," and she's like, "And I just, like pulled into the baseball camp for my son at 7:30 my time." I'm like, "It's 10:30 my time, and I'm just getting up. Like, let's just set the expectation of where I'm at." And she's like, "You know what, in a few years my kids will whatever, but like I kind of wanted to express to her like I'm just waking up." And like I almost felt bad to be like, if you're texting me at 7:30 your time, you've probably been up since 5:30. Like, and she was like, "No, that's cool." And I was like, "Oh, that's nice." Because like for her, that conversation, I was like, "Oh, I feel like she's gonna be like, you're young, you should be doing stuff. Why are you still in bed?" And then to just have her feedback of like, "No, that's exactly what you should be doing on a Saturday morning. Yay for you. I wish I could." I was like, "Oh,
Okay. Thank
thank you.
you. Be blessed.
Thank you for holding your judgment off."
Yeah. She listened and did not judge. Thank you.
Correct. Way to be, lady.
I also find like when one of my exes moved to Italy, like he has become much calmer and much more like it's just built into life that you have a later lunch, you have a longer lunch, you have a nap. He was much more go, go, go. So now when he like we say something, I was like, oh, you know, I was in bed until like 10:30 and then I got up and you know, like I did coffee and whatever. He'd be like, and like, yeah, that's how life is supposed to be. And I'm like, do you remember when you and I would only sleep like 2 hours a night and we would be competitively workaholicking? And now, like, seeing him move to Italy and seeing him embrace kind of like Italian culture to just like, it is expected that you don't rush. It is expected that you savor. Like, you should sit down and enjoy a meal and you should have good conversation while doing it. And you should notice the seasons and you should notice the change and you should appreciate like a flower on the side of the road for being beautiful. Like, take the time. And you know, he was a New York City boy, and for him to like move over to like, I'm just gonna appreciate this flower this afternoon. Like,
Good for him.
maybe I should retire to Italy. I mean,
Get one of
I
those
mean, I would.
zero
I
house.
mean, who wouldn't, really?
Yeah, one of those castles that they're offering up for reconstruction or whatever, and spend your time peacefully plastering.
Or just getting hammered at the local bistro.
Mean, that's fine too. I support both.
I have a mattress back at my hovel. I'll be back tomorrow. It'll be fine.
Do you have any examples, either of you, where the plan was to do nothing and it went all to hell?
You mean
Oh,
like when
plenty.
you own a house and like the second everything's in quiet in your house, you know to just go take out money because the boiler's gonna break or the roof is gonna leak, or like there are so many weekends where it's like, this is gonna be my weekend. And then your friends have drama and something in your house breaks, and then like, you know, the thing that wasn't delivered has to be delivered, and then you know, like, and you almost like on the weekends where you openly state, I'm doing nothing this Saturday, it's like the universe is like that.
Yep. We had a couple years back, Busy and I were having a quiet New Year's at her place, and
Funny.
we decided that we wanted to go get tattoos. Now, a tattoo is one of those times where I can zone out and literally do nothing. Because for some reason, the sound of the tattoo needle and the physical sensation of being tattooed makes my brain turn off, and I can sit for 5, 6 hours and get tattooed. So we went, we got tattoos,
And she was in the chair.
and I was in the chair,
I was done.
and you know, one of our friends had a massive health issue and was in the hospital, and I'm
And
sitting there with a needle drilling color into my arm.
I come back, I'm like, hey, so that was tall girl. When you're done, we gotta wrap this mother up and head to a hospital because one of our friends who's having this major health issue is also, you know, pregnant and going through something, and we need to haul ass there. And
Yep.
that night I came home with their dog and had the dog living with me all of a sudden for a month and a half while they were first in the hospital and then recovering at home. But yeah, that's a good example of when it was supposed to be a chill, let's bring in the new
It
year.
was in fact a chill day
No, it wasn't.
until it wasn't. And actually, we had like a spate of New Year's that had happened with several years in a row. Where
It
we're
was
just,
horrific.
it was
Please stop
supposed to
bringing
be
in the new
quiet.
year with like activity. Like, everybody just wrap yourself in bubble wrap and don't
We
move.
try not to, but other people just, yeah.
Just
No, there have been
turning
a
off
number
my
of times in that
phone and just like stop talking to us on New Year's Day because.
time. We put a moratorium on contact on New Year's Day.
And like literally they were it was two back-to-back years of life-threatening situations.
It was 3 years.
The one tattoo the next year, the former friend from college.
Mm-hmm.
What was the third year?
COVID.
No, that was before.
No, it
No.
was.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was. Because at the Christmas cookie swap, some that the first New Year showed up and we were talking and doing whatever, and it was like, oh, and there's this weird plague out of China, like we're bringing back a plague, and then like
No, Oh, yeah, but that wasn't on New Year's Day. That was,
that's true.
I'm
That's
saying,
true.
like,
But we were all living
specifically,
in.
something happened on New Year's Day, or we found out New Year's Day something happened on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, it might have been just been 2 years at that point then.
Just, they
But
were both
it was
traumatic.
3 years in a row of traumatic stuff happening like right around New Year's.
But please stop.
And we really did. We all sat around in 2019, like 2019's or 2018, like 2019's gonna be the year. Like all this crap in the drop, like everybody had stuff going on. Everybody at Cookie Swap was like, 2019 is gonna be like, I'm doing this, I'm paying off that, we got this, I'm moving here, I'm doing this. And it was like, ah, and I was like, this is what you get for talking about it, which is why I rarely discuss, like, this is my lazy weekend. I swear to God, it's punishment from the universe. Way too many people were like, 2019 is going to be our year. And the earth was like,
Ha ha.
No, I think also when you, like you're saying, when you put it out there, like, this is going to be my day to do nothing, or I'm going to just do something simple, like all the laundry I have to do, all the towels, or something like that. And then all of a sudden, a friend who lives like in another state or another country is like, surprise, I'm just stopping by. Or, hey, I need to talk to somebody. Or, hey, can you babysit for me? I know it's like 30 minutes notice, but something just came up. Or, you know what? Let's go out. I'm like, but you said you weren't doing anything. And you're like, yeah, that's the plan.
Well, that or somebody just innocently texts you, like, oh, we were thinking of going, whatever. And I'm like, okay, and my pajamas are off. Like, okay, ready to go. Like, yep, Like, yeah, what you say is like amazing. Like, this once in a lifetime opportunity, would you like to join us? Like, of course I would. No, let me stay home and miss it. Who would? Yeah, no, I like, especially doing laundry is one of those. Like, I'll sit downstairs and I will, because I am slow to do laundry. I will admit it's piled and sorted, but I am slow to do laundry. I will sit down there with a book and like the hum of like the whatever. It's warm. I'm reading something. There's the tumble of the dryer, and it's just like laundry is getting cleaned, and it's like technically I'm doing something. But really, all I'm doing is hiding in my laundry room, getting reading done.
I mean, I gotta say, for me, doing towels, while it is a chore, it's one of those things that's relaxing to me, because it's just put the towels in, they wash, I fold them, and I know where they're going in my house, in the closet, and it's simple. There's nothing, I don't need to really sort. I mean, like, white, you know, color wise, sure, if it needs to, but everything is just goes in, gets dried, folded, and away.
I hate laundry with a passion.
Regular clothes, yes, I agree with you. Because then
All laundry. Screw laundry. I want nothing to do with laundry.
I love laundry. I just never find the time to do it. It's like the lowest thing on the list. It's also why I have an obsessive number of clothes, but like,
to.
I never used to be home. So it was like, okay, well, yeah. But like, gardening at the end of the day, like, as
Absolutely.
much as I hate sweating and as much as I hate the bugs and the sun and the everything, there's a moment where you're like, you've gardened your cherries, like your cherry tomatoes are blooming, the flowers are up, and like after a day of breaking your back and sweating to death, you kind of just sit at the edge of the garden and you're like, I control nature.
And that does nothing but gives me, I like to plan the garden. I want to plan what's going in it. I did not, my father used to do the garden in our family. His mother did a garden. My mother's mother did a little garden. Even in the city, they each had, like, they found some plot of land and they had at least, you know, tomatoes, basil, parsley, stuff of that nature. My brother loves to do it. My mother enjoys doing it. Me, that gene was skipped over me. I like to see it. I like to take the produce and make things with it and preserve it and can it and whatnot. And I'll find all the recipes. But the idea of being out there in the sun and bugs and dirt, nope, it is not soothing to me.
I don't
If I
mind the
could garden at
harvest. What?
I don't mind the harvest.
If I could, I would garden at midnight to avoid the sun. And if we could just uninvent bugs in my garden area, I'd be twice as happy.
And
Because you guys have
chipmunks.
seen me. It looks like I'm dying of a disease from all the mosquito bites by the end of summer. And it's just
Usually,
like, is that something we should be medically concerned about? Like, no, that's nature hates me. But I sincerely wish I could garden at night, or I had like a football stadium size greenhouse. I would probably live in it. Making weeds understand that I am God to them is the happiest thing ever.
does nothing for me. Like
I am your lord and
having
master, and I will rip you out of the ground and show you who's boss.
okay. Nope. That's a no for me. Absolutely not.
Look, I also then, grow an obsessive amount of basil and just force it upon you guys, so
That's true.
there are
It's
perks for
not
you.
forced. It is not forced. It is 100% graciously received.
That's right.
I had to actually turn down my hydroponic tower the other day because I won't be here for a while. And it was so sad. It was like, oh, no, babies, you must die now.
No, you know, as an Italian, I will never turn down fresh grown basil. Will find something to do with it.
Absolutely. I don't know.
Can we just
Do
do
I?
nothing for like 30 seconds right now with our listeners and just sit here and not do anything?
All right, everybody, let's focus on our breath.
Everything in my mind is like, talk, do something, go,
I'm
now.
sitting here and I'm like, all right, well, which one of
Is
these?
so hard. Why?
Would you guys
No.
rather sit in silence for 3 hours or do an 8-hour puzzle without a break?
Do I get to pick the puzzle and the place?
Yes.
Is the silence just like I'm sitting there but with nothing with me? Or like,
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
or is it like I'm sitting in silence and I could have a book?
I like how many questions we have about this.
Of
Like, we
course.
couldn't just simply answer the question. It's like, I need to know the temperature, the climate, the mood, the outfit.
Are we surprised?
I think that it would just be sitting there in silence for 3 hours. You can pick the atmosphere, but you cannot
Do
read a
anything.
book. Yeah, you can't do anything in your silence. You just have to sit there and be silent.
3
I'm gonna
hours.
have to go with 3 hours because with the 8-hour puzzle, I'm gonna start cursing. I'm gonna start doing something. I'm gonna like eventually be like, okay, I'm gonna finish this and I'm gonna frame it and mat it because if I just spent 8 hours on this GD puzzle, it's gonna hang in the entryway for people to marvel at.
That's fair.
But I can do the sit still thing. Like, I don't mind it. I would actually really like to have the 3 hours to do that. So, like,
I'm
I
guessing this would
don't.
be the 8-hour puzzle, Red.
Yep, I would be the 8-hour puzzle.
Because it's a
100%.
sense of accomplishment, or like because just.
No, because it would give me something to focus but not focus on. So I could sit in silence for 8 hours and do this puzzle. 100%.
But sit in silence and not do anything.
Yeah, that would be rough for me. That would be really rough for me.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to a museum and park myself in front of one of my favorite paintings, and you might have to remind me 8 hours later to like get up and stop staring at something so beautiful. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would just get so frustrated with the puzzle, there would definitely be cursing.
I would do the puzzle, but if you're giving me an option of what would I prefer, probably the 3 hours. That's a whole 8 hours just doing a puzzle. Could do it, of course.
Well, I tend to hyper-focus on things anyway. Like, I won't just read a book. I will read a series of books in a day. So
I've gotten older, I won't read a series in a, like, if a book is going to be a series, I will wait for the last book because there's nothing that breaks me more than like the cliffhanger at a book. And then, like, you go to the author's website and they're like, and the next book will be out in 2029. And I'm like,
Listen, I'm a Game of Thrones
no.
fan. Or not a Game of Thrones, I'm a Song of Ice and Fire fan. I have been waiting for 20 years.
Is it really that long?
Not quite. I'm being hyperbolic, but it might be, actually it might be 20 years. I oh God.
Wait, from when he started the series or from the last
From
one?
the last book.
I opened some book and it was like, you know, she was like, and to my readers, I'm sorry, but by the end of this book, I decided I wanted to continue. So, like, the next book comes out, I literally closed the cover and was like, nope, I'll sign up for your newsletter. And when you tell me book three in the series is over, then I'll start to read. Like, I've gotten that Netflix kind of thing. Like, if I'm gonna zone out and if I'm gonna read a series, I want to read it to completion. I don't want to have to.
So it's been 14 years, right, since the last
I
book.
mean, it's close enough. We'll
So
give you
I
the
wasn't
20
far
years.
off. Yeah. I was just Googling that myself. Yeah.
Anticipation.
Anticipate.
14 years and counting.
Patient.
Patient.
What about you guys? Any would you rathers from you guys?
What is your version of relaxation hell? Like, what is the thing that you're like, if you put me in a meditation chamber or like one of those salt caves, or like if you do Reiki on me, like, what is your one where you're like, this is the opposite of relaxation for me? I would actually become more stressed.
I think one thing that frustrates me is when I'm enjoying silence or I'm doing nothing, and then someone drops by, or people come into the room and they're like, oh, I'm just gonna, I'm waiting for something, I'm just gonna wait here, and then noise starts happening, and all of a sudden, like, the silence that I had is no more. And they're like, well, you're just doing nothing, so I can.
When someone wants to talk to you about the book you're reading, I have so many curse words I want to say right now. Oh,
Wait,
yeah.
when you're reading it or about it in general?
While you're reading it, and someone starts asking you questions about the thing that you're reading, like I am the type of person that I will take a book anywhere. That's one of the things that I love about smart devices is because I always have a book on hand. So I will be out to dinner or I will be at a bar or I will be somewhere and I'll be reading and someone will inevitably walk up to me and say, what are you reading? Or, oh, I've read that. What do you think about it? Or I love discussing books in general, but if I'm in the middle of reading something and you have just interrupted me to ask me what I'm reading, I may throw the book at you.
Oh, I heard she dies at the end. Is that true?
Oh my
I'm on
God.
chapter four. You
Oh
will
my
die.
God.
She won't die, but you will.
Yeah, no. If I am, especially if I'm deep in a book, like a good thick hardcover book, and someone tries to talk to me about what I'm reading, I will inwardly lose my effing mind.
Wow.
I'm trying to remember if I've ever asked you what you're reading.
I'm right now psyched. She's texting.
I'm having a lifetime of
I can't
panic.
believe
I'm like, of all the
I'm
times I've seen her reading, did I actually ask?
like, oh
Did I
God,
actually
she's
ask or
done.
did I just leave her alone?
Like, I'm like, all right, when we've been on trips, like, I don't think she means like if we're quiet time in the morning and one of us is reading, I'm like, hey, I'm making coffee. Would you like some? Like, not that stuff. I think that's okay, but
That's okay. But
I'm
if
the
you
one making
like,
coffee usually, but because I don't drink it. I can make it, but normally that's your task.
yes.
So, but I'm like, all right, I'm cooking this, or like that, I think it's okay. But now I'm like sitting here like, oh my God, let me go review 20 plus years of knowing someone. And
Sorry to ratchet up your anxiety, guys.
yeah.
No, neither one of you has ever. If you've interrupted, it's because you had a pertinent question to ask or thing to say. It you've never.
Ooh,
So
and I find that
what you
relaxing.
doing? Like I literally have a book in my hand. What you doing? Are you kidding me?
Plotting your death.
Are you? Yes, I am. Right now, I am envisioning you up against a grater, a cheese grater. That's what I'm doing.
Bit violent, but you know, that's the
Effective.
worst thing.
I feel like the next time we're together and you're reading, I'm gonna give you like a 50-foot cone of silence, just
Yeah.
like an absolute terror that is like, don't ask, don't ask, don't make eye contact with her, don't
So
move.
I rarely, unless it's quiet time on vacation, I rarely read with other people around anymore because I inevitably get interrupted. So yeah, plus I think it's a bit rude to, if you're in a social setting where you are in close contact with people, like on a vacation, to just whip out a book and start reading when everybody else is having a conversation. I think that's a bit rude. So I won't
Depends
do
on the
that. But
people in the conversation.
what?
It depends on the people and the conversation because you may not want to hear what I'm saying or thinking.
I mean, the
That is
conversations
never
aren't very
true.
deep.
Not two of you. I'm just saying we're talking in, you know, you never
In
know.
general, yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
I think for me, and after years of meditation and sound waves and all the hippy dippy kind of stuff, I want to be able to tolerate Reiki or having people like pull the bad spots of my aura out. It frustrates me like no other. I can't, like, do you feel me healing your liver? Like, no, but I feel you breathing on me way too close. Go away, go away. Like I
Stop
am more
talking.
stressed.
Oh, that is a when you're getting a massage and the need of most, I will say
Oh,
most,
the masseuse is chatty.
yes, and like, listen, if you have a client who wants to talk, go for it. But I feel like there should be like a checkbox if you're doing like the pre-masseuse, you know, like the pre-massage check-in, and you're like, are you in a chatty mood, or do you want me, like, unless you ask me, I'm fine with you, say like, is the pressure too much, or is this too loud, something like that, like we were trying to pre or you tell me like, you know, flip over, or I'm gonna do that, cool. I
But I
don't
don't want to hear about your latest breakup.
know.
No.
At these prices, absolutely not.
Listen, now beforehand we could chat, cool. I learned about, I don't know what it was, one of the times I went, and it was around St. Patrick's Day, I think, last year, and the woman mentioned something. And I said something I was cooking, and you know, and then we just went down, of course, this whole path about her heritage, and I started telling her about places where she could buy things that are Irish products here, and she's like, "How did you know?" I'm like, "Well," and then we go down that path. But then as soon as you know we're in the zone, zip it. Like, that is frustrating. I don't mind the
Absolutely.
talking, but like the international rule is if there's like crystal bowl sounds or trickling water sounds, or if you're intentionally playing Enya, I feel like you should just intrinsically know to not talk. Like if you're playing easy listening classics and soothing whatever, like just shh.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I think probably one of my deepest desires is a sign to hang around my neck. Just like, it's quiet time now. Shh.
Do not disturb. This means you. No, this
Yeah,
means all disruptions.
one of my former roommates got me a mug. 'Cause we had a rule in the morning, 'cause they were a morning person and I am not, by and large. Where there was no talking before coffee. So the mug actually had levels of coffee on it. It's like, shh. No, still quiet. Okay, now you can talk. No talking before coffee.
I would say even coffee is kind of a bit relaxation thing. Like the
Oh,
process
yeah.
of it is like a slow little kind of like meditation to waking up, like getting your mind geared up for the day. Like I know people like it's coffee. I'm like, no, there's a reason I manually make coffee. Like there is a whole thing to it. Leave me alone with my coffee. That is me time right
Absolutely.
there in a cup that helps you live.
I drink coffee for everyone else's sanity.
It's for your safety if I'm caffeinated.
Coffee, because murder is wrong.
Is it? I mean, really,
Sometimes.
is it?
Sometimes.
On the next episode, why we should be allowed to be serial killers. Just us.
On the next talk, tall girls questionable morals.
And that's a wrap on today's episode. Join us next time when we discuss our cringy teenage phases.
If you enjoy this episode, subscribe, leave a review, or at least tell a friend who's looking for some background noise while lounging around.
Want to hear more? Join us on Patreon for where we might be motivated to add stories, exclusive content, and behind-the-scenes chaos.
See you next time.
Until then, stay sensible.
Or embrace the chaos.
Preferably both.